Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvarav. We see after the Shmaya, we're in the middle of the Birchas HaShachar. And let's return momentarily to the last bracha with which we left off. And that was the nusach of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every morning. Thank you, Hashem. You have provided, you have performed for me on my behalf. Kol Tzarkei, all of my needs, everything that's necessary for me in my life. I think it's important to make mention of a beautiful articulation by none other than Rosh Hashanah for Hirsch regarding the idea of being Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of these brachas that commence with the word Baruch. Writes of Hirsch in his Perush al HaSidur, when we first awaken, our thoughts were immediately directed upon our own body with its wondrous construction and upon our soul with its divine purity and purpose. And we were impelled to renew our pledge of loyalty to our God. That's the idea of Baruch. Baruch is the idea. I recognize Hashem, I am loyal to you. You alone are the Makor, the source, the origin of all of my kochos in this world. Here we are given a number of special factors which also present themselves to us now that we are fully awake, and which summon us once more to renew our promises indicated by the term Baruch. So Hashem is telling us, you have so much to be thankful to me for, you are my loyal servants, but I have provided for you all the ideas, all the components and chalakim necessary to achieve your purpose in life. Even though that's the common theme, the common denominator through all of these Birchas HaShachar, clearly this one catches our attention as somewhat of an all-encompassing Nusach HaBrocha. HaBrocha Ta Hashem Elokeinu Macholam Sha'os Li Kol Tzarkei. Now the Gemara explains the Brocha Stav Samach Mabez, Karhavi Messiah Masani, when a person puts on his shoes in the morning, and that's when a person recites Sha'os Li Kol Tzarkei. And we explained the last time we met, based on something the Gra points out, it's something the Marshal already pointed out, quoted by the Shlo Kodesh, in his Pirush al HaSidur, Rav Yossi Shol Nathanson mentions this idea as well, and his Shut Shol HaMeshiv, Ha'os Li Kol Tzarkei is the pshat that by killing an animal, skinning its hides, and then turning the ar, the skin, the hides of an animal, into the na'alayim shalor, into the leather soles and shoes that provide support and shield and protect our feet, and that highlights more than any other chelek that we control every aspect of the bria. We are medaber, we are the elevated, the most lofty status in all of God's acts of creation, all the chelke of bria. We are above and beyond every other chelek to highlight that we control not only the world of Domeim and Tzameach, but to be margish, to emphasize that we too control the world of Chai. We can kill animals and we can divorce them of their skin, of their hides, transform it into shoes, and put the shoes on the bottom of our feet. Not stop to wear them. We're going to put them on the bottom of our feet. Every time we take a step, we're symbolically demonstrating that you, the animal kingdom, you remain below my feet. You are beneath me. And the same way, bowing down is always a manifestation, always an expression of Achna Gemura. Haman insists, Mordechai, I want everybody to bow down to me. And when you bow down to another, what do? You bow down to someone else's raglayim, to the base of their feet. Targum Sheni writes in Megillas Esther, Mordechai, when he was taking a journey with Haman, Haman had depleted all his provisions, has to sell himself out as an eved to Mordechai. Where does he write the shar on the bottom of the shoe, on the bottom of his feet? Haman, you belong to me. But to show you I have complete sovereignty over you, I'm going to place you in what better place but beneath my feet, same place where I put the animal skins. That highlights and demonstrates the shlita over every chelik of the bria. And thus the Marshal, the Gra, and the Shlach Kodesh all explain, Osli Kotzarki, you're right, all you're doing is superficially a simple act of donning your shoes in the morning, but a far more profound level, what's really transpiring, you're taking that which is fashioned from the animal hides, from the skins of the animals of Achinas Achai, and you're taking that, fashioning it into shoes, and you're using it to cover the base, the bottom of your feet, so you don't step on the rocks and the thorns. Animals, I own you. Animals, I control you. I control every chelik of the bria. And thus, the Marshal says, that's why, Shonu Lechem Yaraglecha, Ki Ardamas Kodeshi, if Moshe Rabbeinu is there by the burning bush, and he's told by Hashem, he spoke, take off your shoes, remove your shoes, what's an idea? that if you're in a place where it's Admas Kodesh, you can't highlight your shlit over every chelik of the Bria. You're in front of the Shechina, in front of the Shos Shechina. Ain Shilton, you can't demonstrate any sovereignty, any sense of kingship in front of the kingship of the Almighty. It's a chutzpah, it's an audacity to do so. Mainly you have to humble yourself. That's aspect number one. Aspect number two is, if it's Admas Kodesh, if the ground itself is holy, writes the B'nai Yisachar, you need shoes to separate between your feet and between ground, which is not Kodesh, which is cursed, which is Or HaAdama. So you wear shoes to separate your holy being from the cursed ground, the Mamela, when you're by the snow where it's Admas Kodesh, and it's all blessed, it's all Kedusha filled ground, you don't need to have a divider, you don't need to wear those shoes. But on Kaponim, that's what Asli Katsarki is about. Hashem gave for me all of my tracham. But now let's take apart this bracha piecemeal. Sha'asa Li Kotzarki, four words that command our attention. Sha'asa, first we have the diak of the gra, and that's a diak we mentioned in the past. Also, Li Kotzarki is Loshen Ofer, and the Vilna Gron, in his Chidush HaGram, you know him, in Brochas Tafsamach Mabez, asked the obvious diak, the question, why is it that out of all the Nusach of the Brochas HaShachar, only two are expressed in Loshen Ofer in the past tense? And what is that? Nosel Nesech Vevino Lalchem Ayom Valaylo. And this bracha, Sha'asa Li Kotzarki. Every other one is Loshen Hove. Every other one is telling me what? Pokeach Ramalbash Ramatar Asum Zoke Vachule. And why is this Loshen Hove? To which the Vilna Gaon replied, Sha'asa Li Kotzarki, based on his explanation and that of the Marshal and the Shlo, since we're referencing the Ascholah Sabriya, the Kavanah Hashem, when he fashioned man, Asa Adam, it's Aminu Kinosaino, is going to be godlike in the sense that just as God is creator and is sholeit over every chelik of the Bria, he's going to endow and empower man himself with the ability to be sholeit al kol chelke Abriya. The Mela Osli Kotzarki is not simply the Mshan. Now Hashem is giving us the Koach. He already ingrained and imbued into the very creation of man. He instilled within him this incredible status, this ability to control every chelik of the Bria. That's already part of my Sebracious. It's not simply Loshen Hove. It is rather Loshen Over, Shosli Kotzarki. It's something Hashem Yisbarach already did in the past when he fashioned man from the very outset of creation. He instilled, ingrained, imbued within him the ability to have all the means in his arsenal, at his disposal, to control every chelik of the Bria. And thus, parenthetically, we mentioned that Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in his Shamay Moed, and his Alicha Shlomo on Tefillah, he says that halacha lemaisa, you could wear comfortable shoes on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, because the Ikar HaKapod is not an Indian of minimizing, diminishing one's comfort in shoes. Hence, one can argue, you know what, you can't wear Crocs, you can't wear anything. So what that it's not made out of leather? Many people will hold Crocs are far more comfortable than wearing your leather Shabbos shoes. Teretz Israel to Shlomo Zalman. It's not a din in comfort, it's a din in. The Na'alayim Shalor highlights your sense of sovereignty over every chelik of the Bria. Even that classification of the Bria called Chai, encompassing therein the full scope of the animal kingdom. So Mela, the idea is you can't wear Na'alayim Shalor. But if it's Shogumi, if it's made out of rubber, any similar material, any synthetic material, if you're not highlighting, you have nothing to worry about. Yom Kippur, what are you going to do? Yom Kippur is all about Achna. Be Machni yourself. You're going to show off in front of the Almighty and say, look at the animals that I control beneath my feet? Avani, you don't do that. And aspect number two, Tishabov. Tishabov, you're mourning. We're in Avelus. We don't have any sovereignty, Fakir. We went into Golus, Tishabov. We lost our basement. We lost the Kisei of Shlomo Melech. You're going into Golus. Tishabov is, you can't wear Nalayim Shel or Bedafka. Don't bother putting on any shoes made out of leather. You don't control the Bria. So that's also, that's already made from the outset of creation. Hence, writes the Vilna Gaon, it's not Lashon Hove. It is the far more befitting and suitable terminology, that of Lashon Avar, because this goes back to Kavanas Hashem and fashioning man from the very beginning. Word number two. Li. Notice how it's the only bracha where we insert Li. We don't say Mokeach Li Yavrim. We don't say Malbish Li Arumim. We don't say Mata Li Asurim. Why are we saying Sha'asa Li? What's the additional mention of the word Li? To which the Mabit writes in the Sefer Beis Elokim, and his chelik on the Shara Tfilah, writes the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, Asli Kotzarki. Why? Because this is a bracha recited, Rachman al-Atzlan, even by someone who is blind, who's deaf, who's missing one of his senses, or Chalila is missing one of his Eivarim, he's an amputee. How does he get up in the morning? How does he or she get the courage and the strength to actually declare Osli Kotzarki when they don't have all their senses, they don't have all the Evarim or the Regidim. How can they honestly say Osli Kotzarki? To which the Mabin responds, that's why this is the one sole bracha you insert that apparently superfluous word of Li, to be Marish, to highlight both in Miyuchad. You're right, you might not have everything at your disposal, but also Li Kotzarki. Avistur made for me, at the very beginning of my creation, he determined what I need to accomplish in my life, and he instilled within me and endowed within me every single ability and aptitude that I need to fulfill my tafkid, to do my purpose and achieve and fulfill my specific task in life. That's the Hargosh Miyuchedet of Osali, writes them a bit. Osali, you did it for me. Osali Kotzarki, again the possessive. Kotzarki, you did everything necessary for me. In addition, something we didn't mention before, Rav Reuven Margolius writes in his Nefesh Chaya commentary in Or Chaya, here in Hilchos Brachos HaShachran Sim Mem Vav, says, when it comes to a shirt, a pair of pants, you can always borrow a dress, a suit from somebody else. Yeah, you can get it tailored a little bit, but we know that when it comes to shoes, it has to be measured. If your shoes are too big, they're going to fall off. If they're too small, you won't be able to walk. It's going to be excruciatingly painful. Shoes, that's why they get measured so specifically. If the sleeves are a little long, you'll still wear it. If you need to borrow a suit, pants a little big, just tighten the belt. There are always ways to maneuver. Shoes, what are you going to do? Shoes have to be a good fit. And that's why an interesting diak writes over Magolios. Let's go back to the Gemara we quoted the last time in Shabbos Kukhav Tesem and Aleph. 18th Perek Al Mesecha Shabbos, the Gemara cites a memra of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Olam Yimka Adam Koraz Vesav Yikach Min Olam L'Raglov. A person should always be willing, sell the walls of your house. Sell everything you have, Yimka Kol Kelov, different Lashonis and Chazal, and buy shoes L'Raglov, and buy shoes for your feet. Why asks Rav Magolis, didn't the Gemara simply state more succinctly, that your person should sell all the walls of his house, v'yikach min alayim, and go out and buy shoes. What else? You don't put shoes on your hands. They're not gloves. You don't put shoes on your head. Why does the Gemara have to say v'yikach min alayim l'raglov? Terence says, you can't stomp take anyone else's shoes. It has to be l'raglov, the possessor for your feet. You need your shoes, because in the end of the day, you know you can't go anywhere unless you have a pair of shoes that fit you. You won't be able to walk outside in the street. You can't have it. If it's too big, it's going to fall off. If it's too small, you won't be able to walk. So you got chanolim l'raglov, for you reglayim v'davka. Answer of Magolios, now it's very geshmak. You go back to the Nusach HaBrocha. And what is it? Also, li, kol tzarki, kahavi masayi masani. When you put on your shoes that you bought l'raglov, for your feet b'davka, and then you recite in the possessive, Asali kol tzarki, all of my needs, everything was done because Hashem enabled me to have shoes that fit me the way they ought to fit. And going back to something we mentioned with Shlomo Kluger writes in Drosha so beautifully, and that's why we see Asali kol tzarki, because if you didn't have shoes to put on, you would have to sell everything that you own in order to buy shoes, even the Koras Beischa, even the very walls of your house you would have to sell. So maybe when you put on shoes in the morning, what are you going to do? You thank Hashem, not just for the shoes, Hashem, thank you that I have everything, because having the shoes says, hey, thank you Hashem, I didn't have to sell my house, I didn't have to sell my car in order to get shoes. So it's the donning of the shoes in the morning that remind me, thank you Hashem for giving me all my other tzrochim that I didn't have to sell in order to acquire shoes. That's why Dafka, when you put on the shoes in the morning, you're assigned also the Kotzarki. So we've tackled the also, that's Lashon Avar, and that's the Vilna Gaon that goes into Kavan Hashem from the very beginning of the Bria. Leave them a bit. And Rav Magolios, the shoes are made for me, but in a far more profound sense, this tafkid is a tafkid for me. Hashem is giving me my tafkid, kol tzarki, everything that I need to do, not all the tzrachim. Not everybody has all the tzrachim. Not everyone has all his or her senses, all his or her physical abilities. Doesn't make a difference. That's why we're magish kol tzarki. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Rochel, and Leah, everyone has what he or she needs to be mamale, his or her specific and respective tafkid in this world. And thus, the repetition of Asoli, and then Kor Tzarki. For that, we have to bring in a Rav Olba, Miftav Aleph, in his sixth parak of the Shah Rishon in Rav Olba's Chelek Aleph Ali Shor. He has three Miftavim. In the first Miftav, he's talking to Yeshiva Bachar. And he's talking to a bachur who complained, Halimud ain't a holich. I'm not excelling. I'm not being successful in my learning. So he says, if you think about it, why are you not successful? And what makes yeshiva bachurim feel that they're not successful? What really hurts their self-esteem? Because they're always looking around at viewing everybody as more successful than they are. Facebook is so damaging, and so many articles have reinforced this thesis that you're looking at everybody else's wares. They're all marketing. Oh, look at the vacations that I went on. Look at the new car. Look at the new house, the new clothing. And it's so destructive to the fabric of society because you're judging yourself. They have studies how people are so depressed. You think that you'd be happy. You see, you're so depressed because everyone's only showing off all the great things in their life. They're not putting out the peklich for everyone to see. So you're looking at Facebook and you say, wow, he or she has that and he or she has that. Everyone's got such a better life than I do because they're only putting out their best stuff. May love, when we look around and we see, though, this person is learning more than I, and this person's learning with better hasmada, this person's wealthier, this person's more matzliach, that's what hurts our self-esteem. What's wrong with me? Why are so many good things happening in other people's lives, and that's damaging me? See, says Rav Hobi, he says, look, Yeshiva Bacha, you're nimsa bein chaverim, and you're all working on the same thing. If everyone, so the doctors aren't jealous of the lawyers, who aren't jealous of the accountants, who aren't jealous of construction workers, there might be slight feelings of envy, but the real envy is when two doctors are looking at one another and each one says, oh, the other one's more successful. A lawyer's jealous of other lawyers. A yeshiva bacher's jealous that other yeshiva bacher are excelling. She says, that's the problem. He says, stop looking around. You're matching and comparing and contrasting yourself to everybody else's successes. Stop doing that. Tuchol avarich v'simcha rabba b'chol boker, b'chat ha'ashem v'kirim ha'cholam sho'asoli kol tzarki, gam b'gashmiyas v'gam b'ruchniyas. See, you might argue with Rav Hobe and say, wait a second, that means, even if a person's missing one of his or her senses, or you're missing one of your yivarim, get up in the morning and say, no, Hashem gave me what I need to do my tafkid. It's not just me b'chinas ha'gashmi, it's also me b'chinas ha'ruchni. And ruchniyas, Hashem gave you the kishonis that you need. He gave you the spiritual abilities that you need to be mamala your respective tafkin. And this is already based on a Vilna Gaon, because the Gra writes in his commentary Perkei Avos Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, the famous memra, Ezo Gibor Hakoyes Shetzitzo Ezo Asher Smech Mechelko, writes the Vilna Gaon. What does it mean, Smech Mechelko? Be happy and rejoice in your lot, both Mimachinas Agashmi and Mimachinas Aruchni. Doesn't just mean be happy with your cars, with your home, with your children, with your money, your possessions, and the like. And means also, from the spiritual perspective, even if you don't have the ability to daven the way others do, the ability to learn the way others do, on the same kishronos and zikaron v'chuli that others have, and there's no point in being jealous. Why? Ezu Ashir, both Baruchnias Ubagashmias, Esamech Mechelko, that means you're happy. Of course, you're always striving to attain your loftier heights, but you got to be happy with who you're holding in Ruchnias. That's Brochus Tafayim and Beis, and Menachas Kafir Ram and Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan tells Rabbi Elazar, what are you worried about on the Torah that you haven't learned? You should know that Hashem says it's not about achievement, it's about the effort that went into the achievement. And whether you accomplish a lot or little is insignificant. What really matters is the kavei of the yardstick for Hashem judging you is, where was your kavana? Was your kavana l'shem shamayim? Echen amar b'vechen amamet tovat sheichem libo l'shamayim? The usher could bring a fancy expensive carbon, and the destitute individual, the oni, will bring a simple carbon mincha, and Hashem says, as long as he's trying his best, they're shoveh, the enai, they give me the same ruach nechoch, the same nachash on the fanai, shamarti v'naseh ratzoni, writes of Volba, that's an echo of the Gra, also the katzarik encompasses, not only the gashmias, but the ruchnias as well. And then Rav Volba continues, koma, shetzorach li b'chdei lamalos tafkidi bi'ola, everything that I need to fulfill my specific tafkin in this world, kol ador shli liskos lechel ki b'tayra, hakol hu yisborach nasimli. Hashem gave me everything that I need, and that's for saying chel kainu b'sarasach. We ask every day in Shmoneh Esrei, thrice daily, Hashem, give me my chelik in Torah. Don't give me Yenim's chelik in Torah. I want to have my chelik in Torah. Everyone's got their own chelik. The same in the Ashach HaKodesh back in the 1500s, 16th century in Tzfas. You had the Arizal, and you had Rav Chaim Vital, and you had the Al Shech, who saw Rav Chaim Vital learning by the Arizal. And he also wanted to learn by the greatest Mekubal in the world. Really one of the greatest Mekubal from the days of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he went to the Arizal and said, I want to learn by you. And the Arizal took one look at the Ashach HaKadosh of Moshe Alshach. And he said, you're a Gilgal of so-and-so. And in your past lifetime, you have already mastered out of Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drusot. You already mastered the worlds of Pshat, Remez, and Sod. You already mastered Kabbalah in previous lifetimes. Now your Tavkid, your Neshama was sent back here to the world to do what? To master the world of Drush. And that's why he says, Arisa, he says, Alshach, he says, I'll teach you a little bit, but you don't have Rishis to learn by me. You have to master Drush. And anyone who's ever learned Alshach HaKadosh, we have it in the last bookcase there on the right-hand side. You can see the Alshach, several volumes. There's a separate sefer called the Kitzur Alshach. And even to go through the Kitzur Alshach al Torah is an Arichas Anyon. And the Alshach wrote incredibly lengthy expositions on not only Lechumash, but really on all Tanakh, on the Megillus. He's very often used now translated into English. And Rosh Alshach, he became a master of Drush. That was the Alshach. We mentioned in the past, Harav Galinsky said, imagine what it was like to be in Tzfas at that time, when you had the Arizal, you had the greatest Mekubal, and he was Bebechinas, the Rebbe. And you had Rav Yosef Cairo, and Rav Yosef Cairo, he was the Rav. You had the Beis Yosef, the older Shulchanah, he was the Rav in Tzfas, also in the 1500s. And you had the Alshach HaKadosh, and he was the Darshan. He was the Magad. And then they had the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim was the Baal Musar. He was Kilo the Mashkiach. I'll look at all these people. He says, imagine you were Shliach Tzibur in that shul, taking an hour to wait for everybody to finish one Esrei. So we were, Galinsky said that there was a Messiah, that there was a story one time that the Shatz, I was waiting and waiting. He always waited for all of them to finish. And one time, the Arizal saw that everybody finished except for the Beis Yosef. He took a look at Rav Yosef Cairo, and he said to the Shiach Tzibur, go ahead and daven. Start Chazar Sashatz. So he started Chazar Sashatz, and then towards the end, the Beis Yosef finished up the Shmon Esrei. So the Arizal got up at the end of the davening. He says, Chalil Chassan, I don't want anyone to be choshed me, that I was mevaza the Hashivas and the Kovenat Torah of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Shulchan Aruch. He says, but we're only mechuyev to wait for those people who are davening Shmon Esrei. He says, I took a look at the Kavanus of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and I saw that he was stuck in the middle of Shema Kalena. We started thinking about a sugya that he's working on in the middle of his writing his Shulchan Aruch. He's working on such a tough sugya in Shulchan Aruch that in the middle of Shema Kalena, when you could stop, but he got so lost in the middle of a sugya. He says, we have to wait for the Beis Yosef to finish one Esrei. We don't have to wait for the Beis Yosef to finish working on the sugya in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So he says, that's why we only have to wait for davening. We don't have to wait for him to finish his learning. Hakoponim, and that's what he told the Alshech, you have your chelik and Torah, and your job is to do your chelik, and he had to be. Imagine you have the Arizal walking around, and you're the Alshech who was told by the Arizal, you don't have a shush to learn by me. Imagine what it is. You can't learn by me. That was his Nisayim, but that was his chelik and Torah, and you have to go by your chelik and Torah. I heard years ago that one of the early Bava Rebbes, he was now known as a tremendous Eloi, he was a big Masmid. He was certainly about Kishon, but he wasn't anything miyuchad al tzitz kishoinis. He didn't have any luyish hakav. And he went on, as we know, to become one of the Bava Rebbes. I think it was the second Bava Rebbe. And the story is told that he had a chavrusa. And this chavrusa ultimately went into Rabbanus. And the only shteller he could get was a small shtetl in Europe. And he became the Rav of a small shtetl in Europe, and he watched as his chavrusa for many years in yeshiva went on to become the Bava Rebbe. So you didn't have media outlets in those days, certainly not the way we have today. You didn't know how mefursim his chavrusa was, but there was one time that he saw a sign posted that Bava Rebbe is going to be coming into town. The train stop in his city, Bava Rebbe is going to be stopping. So everyone in the city said, we got to go be makam upon him in the Bava Rebbe. So he looks at who's the Bava Rebbe? His chavrusa. Says, I gotta go give him a Shalom Aleichem. So he goes with the thousands and thousands of people, and he goes to greet the Bava Rebbe, and they have all these thousands of Yidin coming to be Makabo Panei, the Bava Rebbe, and the Bava Rebbe sees his own Chaver with whom he learned for so many years, and he says, Yanko, Yanko, and Yanko rushes up, and he says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? He gives him a Chibuk and an Ishuk, and Yanko says, Rebbe, Rebbe, my dear Chavrusa, he says, I can't hold back. He says, we were learning B'Chavrusa for many years in Yeshiva. He says, you and I both know. He says, I had a better memory than you did. I had a better kishroiness. I was more of an Eloi than you were. He says, me, he says, I was the bigger Talmud Chacham, and I went on to become a Rav, a tiny little shtetl, and you're the famous and illustrious Bava Rebbe, and you got thousands of them all over the world. He says, what pshat? The Bava Rebbe says, I'll tell you, Yaakov, you're right. I admit you're smarter than I am, and you have an Eloi Shekop, and you're more brilliant than I am. He says, but all these years you were saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand. He says, I'm smarter than Bava Rebbe. My Chavrusa, he gets to be the Rebbe. Why is he the Rebbe? I should be the Rebbe. And he says, in all these years, I was looking and saying, Ebishter, why'd you make me the Rebbe? You should have made Yankel, the Rebbe. So all these years, I was saying, Eberstein, why'd you give this to me? You should have given it to Yankel. And Yankel, you were saying, Eberstein, why'd you give it to me? Why'd you give it to him? You should have given it to me. That's the difference. You were always looking and saying, Eberstein, I should have been the Bav Rebbe. And I was always thinking to the Rebbe Hashem, I shouldn't have been the Bav Rebbe. It should have been my Chavrusha Yankel. So what happens? Someone who's Barech Min HaKavod HaKavod Baruch HaSacharav, you always looking over your shoulder. You wanted to be the Rebbe. You wanted to have that. So Eberstein says, you have to be content. He says, me, I don't. Covered with Barea Chachami, and so stop looking over your shoulder, stop looking in Yenim, and somebody else, always be happy with the kochos within with which the Eberstein instilled you. So let's just quickly bring the very end of that Michtav, of that letter that Rav Ober writes to the Yeshiva Bachar. And it concludes this beautiful letter as follows. Aman Noim, how beautiful and pleasant it is, Mashem, Super Al Tamido Al Mubok, Shagon Yo Yisomi Salat Zatzal Ram Naftali Amsterdam. How great is that beautiful Maisa about the devoted disciple, the Talmud Mubok, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Shamar Pan Larabo, Rav Naftali Amsterdam, wrote the Or HaMusar, one of the foremost disciples of the founder of the Muslim movement, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He one time said to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rebbe, Ilo Hayali Mocha Shabala Shagas Aryeh, who was a Choref Atzum, if I would have the brilliant cup, the mind of the Heilige Shagas Aryeh, Rabbi Leib Ginsburg, Velibo Shabal Yisod Vesha Shavod, who is Mikadosh Elyon, if I would have the heart, the Leiv Regesh, Leiv of Avonis Hashem, that was characteristic of Rabbi Alexander Ziskin, who wrote that holy, holy work, Yisod Vesha Shavod, and we dosa Shal Rebbe, and I had the Midos, the Minos Tovus, and the Menodim Lechavero of you, Rebbe, Rabbi Yisod Salander, Az Yacholti Labullah Hashem, then I would be an Emes to Kevin Hashem. Rebbe, Akadosh, what does he want from me? And I've totally emptied them. If I had the Shagas Aryeh's brains, and I had the heart of Rabbi Alexander Ziskin, and I had your Midos, Rebbe, oh, then I'd be an Erlech Hayid. Hey, Shalom, Rabbi Yisod Naftoli. Hashem says, you're not supposed to have my midos and the Shagas Aryeh's brains and the heart of the Yisod Vesha Shavoda. You're supposed to serve Hashem with your brains and your heart and your midos, and you could be an emistic Eved Hashem with that. Hein Zoe Ra'anona Sakadusha Shav Adam Sheyeda Ke'ol of Lavar Hashem B'mokho Shalom B'liba Shalom V'midos Shalom. And that's also Li Kotzarki. You have everything you need to be the greatest Eved Hashem that you need to be. And that, of course, connects to Rav Chanan Wasserman, who writes in his Kovetz Ma'amarim. Rashi tells us sometimes we find who Moshe of Aaron, sometimes who Aaron of Moshe. And Rashi informs us, Alpi Chazal Balamich and Shkulenheim, they're equal. As Rav Chanan Wasserman, they're not equal. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Onav ever. He's the greatest of Midos. And he was the greatest Novi ever. So how can you say Balamich and Shkulenheim? What does it mean? Frektor Rav Chanan Weiter. Let's go to the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. In Hilchos Tshuva, right in the middle of the 10 chapters, in Perakei Halacha Beis, writes the Rambam, Roy the Kol Odom Lios Tzadik Kemosh Rabbeinu. How in the world do we understand that? Or what about Eliyahu Novi, in Tanir of Eliyahu Rabbah, Perakopei, Chayv Adam Lomar, Bechol Yom Yom Masa, you give Masa la Masa Yavosai. How could my Maisa be like that of Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov? How could Roy the Kol Odom Lios Tzadik Kemosh Rabbeinu? How could be a Tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu? All right, Rabbi Chonan, notice it doesn't say you could be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, and it doesn't say you could be an Anav like Moshe Rabbeinu, but you could be a Tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. A Tzaddik is someone who does every single thing, Kedas V'Kedim, that he's supposed to, as an Emes to Kevin Hashem. You could do that too. What's Pshat Melamed Sheshkulenheim? Aaron HaKohen was not Moshe. He didn't have the Nesham of Moshe. He didn't have the Anivus of Moshe. He was a tremendous Anav. The Ramban writes in Korach that when Korach came to dispute the Kohuna Gedolah that was bestowed upon Aaron HaKohen, the Ramban writes, Aaron said, give it to him. Give it to him. He's greater than I am. That's what Ramban says. Look what it got along of. How do we know the Galus of the Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu one place is Venachnama? What are we? He didn't say that by himself. He said it with Aaron HaKohen. And still he wasn't the Anav that Moshe was. He was a great Navi. He still wasn't the Navi that Moshe was. So what do you mean, Malamish Shkulenheim? Zakhtar Machonen, Aaron HaKohen did his Shlemus. Got to his Shlemus Atavka, the same way Moshe got to his. And that's Kavanas HaRabban. You could do what you're supposed to do with your Neshama, with your talents, with your Kishon. As long as you use them to do the Ratzon Hashem, you could be an Evan Hashem Amiti the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was. That's Shkulenheim. Aaron achieved that just as his brother Moshe did. We got through the word also. We got through Lee. We got through a little bit of Tzarki. What about the word Kol? The word Kol writes the oldest Talmud. Beautiful. Let's go to the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar Parshas Vayishlach. Contrast of Esav versus Yaakov. Esav says to Yaakov, Yishli Rav. And Yaakov responds, Yishli Kol. Famous Mimer of Hunar Pachritzik and Yom Kippur Mimer, hey? Well, let's go here to the Kli Yakar. Mashma Rav, Avolo Kol. Yaakov Amar, Ki Chanani Elokim, Ki Yesh Nikol, I have everything. Why? Why the contrasting terminologies? Continues the Kli Yakar. The Fisha Rasham Af Fisha Yisham Kol Kesef Zav Shema Olam. Even if they have all the gold and silver that you could ever want in life, Nikamokam Nirolem Shaddai Mechasad. They always think they're lacking. They can be multimillionaires, billionaires. Doesn't matter if you're not Bill Gates, you're not Warren Buffett, you're still going to want more. Someone has money, wants Masayim. Someone has Masayim, he wants Dalameas. They'll never see themselves as having Kotzogim. They always say, Rav, I have abundance, but I don't have everything. L'kachem reisav, yishvi Rav, avolo koki, adayin chaser v'ema. There's so much more I have to acquire in my life. Yishvi yodam, anem asav the Masayim. Hatzidikim hepech zek, efidum yish ma'at biyodam. Heim estavkim o usmeichim echelkam. V'nira ke'ilu yish lahem kol. It's as if they have everything. And that's the pasuk in Kohelet, parakei pasuk in Ches. Gam kol odem shenasu lokim oshu nechas v'shli lachem emeno matzus lokimu. And that's the idea that you'll feel if it's all a gift from God. I have every single thing that I need. Writes the oldest Talmud based on the Kli Yakar. That's the bracha shasli kol tzarki. We don't say Rav Hashem give me an abundance. We say kol. Famous kasha Hashem berachas Avraham kol. What do you mean berachas Avraham kol? He didn't have everything. He had a sor nisyonos mishnah perkei mishnah gimel perkeios bar sor nisyonos sas avramino. He didn't have everything like Ramosha fights in Yes and Dash Moshe. What do you mean kul on shov on the type of Isaura? 127 years kul on shov on the type. They weren't all great. Teretz Israel to Moshe in her mind, they were all great. They were all cool on, shoving the taiva. All the years were tov in her eyes. Hashem Berach Hasavram Akol, not Rav. Hashem Berach Zelkol, they're all good. I have everything that I need. I, Avram, was missing a little bit. I, Yishmael, went off to Derech and didn't come back according to many Shitas and Chazal. Doesn't make a difference. No nafkam, you know why? Because Hashem Berach Zelkol, Hashem, you gave me everything that I ever could possibly need in order to get to my Shleimus. I've got everything. That's Yaakovino, Yesh Likol. Even if it's not everything that I want, it's everything that I need. And that's the tzaddik, that's the chosid, the one who says, no matter how much the Eibishter gives to me, it's always kol. So again, that goes hand in hand with Asali. Asali kol, writes the oldest Talmud. Hashem gave me everything. Not stam Asali tarki. Asali kol tarki. The only bracha when we say kol. We don't say Hashem gave me all of my kayach. No, so they have koch, not kol hakoch. And it's only by kol tarki. Well, you'll say, what do you mean? I don't have all my talk. A person is missing senses. A person is missing money. Can't do as many mitzvahs as talk of. Masav taiv. A person's lacking things in life. You're never lacking anything that you need to do your specific task. Hence, Asli Kol Tarki. You have mamash everything, and that's the lotion of Kol. What's the idea of Tarki? For this, we need a Ma'arav. All of my needs. Why is the lotion Tzorech used? Why not Asli Kol? Any other lotion for Kalim? Hashem gave me all the Kalim that I need. Why are we emphasizing the Indian of Tzorech? Maral says beautifully, this is a Maral of Gur Aryeh Parshas Ekev. Writes the Maral as follows: the pasuk sees Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klaisol, saying, "Simlascha levasa mealacha, v'rag lechaloba tzeika." You were walking all these years in the desert. This is the end of the journey. The last day Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Klaisol, look back. Hashem never had your clothes wear off. In the end of the day, what happened? You had the miraculous Ananya coming. Rashi brings based on Chazal. How you shove from Exusim, they rub against the clothes. It was a portable dry cleaning service, portable air conditioning. Your clothes miraculously grew on you. And your feet, well, your feet never swelled. You had shoes. They never were out. Now, Pasuk says, later, lo balsam yaraglacha. He had everything you needed. Asks the Maral as follows. Why? Over here, do we emphasize the regel, the foot not swelling? The foot didn't swell because you're wearing shoes. So why not talk about the shoes? Why are we talking about the feet? We're talking about the clothing. Some loss for the clothing that was worn on your body. Talk about the shoes that are worn in your feet. It doesn't stim. Where's the hakbalat al-lashon? Why is it some loss for the clothing on your body and the foot? It should be either the body and the feet or the clothing and the shoes on your feet. Writes the Maral as follows, Lohodia, to inform us, Sheish chilek bein simlasko bein alcha. And this is something Maral speaks about in several places. Kam abushim heim lekabad adam, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufi Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan born Baba Kam as well, Rabbi Yochanan kari lamani mechabdu say. Rabbi Yochanan, the illustrious sage, called his clothing his honor. A person who wears malbushim to do what? Levush, lobosh. You're not embarrassed, but not just not embarrassed. It gives you cover. A king is characterized by his royal garments. The Mela, a person has clothing of kavod, the kavod of the tiferes we see in conjunction with Midrash Kehuna. How b'shvil zehim tzeichel onam kerei leskavi leskashin onam behem. In order to adorn yourself and to give yourself honor, b'shvil kach lo bolu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you want to thank Hashem. What are you going to thank Hashem for? Look at your clothing. Clothing gives you honor. Hashem maintained your honor. You didn't have to keep buying new clothing. You had great clothing with which you left Mitzrayim. Hashem had it grow on you. Hashem had it always looking cleanly pressed, dry, clean, fresh smelling. Hashem gave you this great clothing. And all the, look at this, all the gizchos. So they're mabushi covet. But the na'alayim, the menolim, ain't a mabushi covet. Shoes are not an act of covet. Aval hei mabushi genai l'adam. Why? Shei v'chomokim kedusha osu leilich menolim. We see that anytime you get to a place of kedusha. Shon alechem eraglechem osu beinu by the snecki anmas kodeshu. The kohanim, when they do the abon in the base of Mikdash and the Mishkan, they gotta take off your shoes because it's a mokim kedusha. Why? So why? Because the na'alayim are not be'etzim a beggar cho covet. It's to be what the shmiru lehechrich adam shu leikavu. They say, Barangov, ain't a ma'atzma. You're not wearing shoes to glorify yourself. I know nowadays times have changed, but in the etzem etzias of what it was, shoes are coming lehechrach that a person doesn't get nezek under a glaim. Ve'inu ma'atzmo v'zeu shetignu chachamim brachas tafsama k'shalov eisuda shalov utalisa levarach malba sharum. And what's the nusach habracha when you put on the handkerchief, when you put on your clothing, the scarf? You say malba sharum. Hashem clothed us. Clothe the naked with what? With clothing. Malbush, lobosh, covered over the nakedness, and he gave us malbush. So you highlight malbush. Hashem gave us malbush. What do you say when you put on shoes? Hashem Messiah, Messani, when you put on the shoes, you say, Sha'osli Katsaki Kalomar, Vishul Hechel Chetzorech Nevrol, Ovishul Atzal Klal. That's why the Nusach is what? Notice we don't talk about the shoes. If you're putting on the clothing, you say the malbush aruma. So you're putting on the shoes, say thank you Hashem for the shoes. You don't thank Hashem for shoes, because shoes are not a beggar of cover. They're only coming to protect from the rocks, from the pebbles, from the thorns, from getting dirt in your feet. It's what osli kotzarki. You gave me my shoes, which are what? To made litzorech ha'adam. You gave me shoes, which are here to serve me and to be a tzorech for the adam, and not here to give me covet. That's what the terminology is. What b'shvil hechrof tzorech nevro lo b'shvil hatzam klal she'inza malbush the covet. And that's why we highlight the feet rather than highlighting the shoes that adorned the feet. And that is the idea of the raglayim, and then Hashem gave us shoes to protect our raglayim. Anyone who got that just came out today, if you're a Reader's Digest subscriber. So in this month's Reader's Digest, there's a great article, page 52, by Teresa Domain, A Day in the Life of Your Foot. And it's basically your foot talking to and describing what it goes through in a day. So in the middle we see, this is the foot talking. I wish you would appreciate that I have to orchestrate a complex network of 26 bones. It's what to talk about. 26, shame of Aya, that's so many bones on the feet. It's what to talk about. A complex network of 26 bones, nearly 3 dozen joints, and more than 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments for every single step you take. Hashem is to look at the Bria, every single step that you take. There's a network of 26 bones, 3 dozen joints, and more than 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments that have to be working together to achieve a single step. It's a high-pressure job that, frankly, you sometimes make harder without meaning to. It's basically saying, have shock absorbers, have comfortable shoes, stop squeezing me, stop wearing those high heels, and make it uncomfortable. Go ahead and protect me. And then they write later on, make sure that you're eating properly. I'm loving the broccoli and low-fat cheese omelet you had for breakfast. The extra calcium, the dairy and veggies supporting your feet are home to a quarter of all the bones in your body. Plus, broccoli has anti-inflammatory properties. If eating it can help us ease the burning sensation flowing up, and we go ahead and have it for lunch and dinner too. And it goes on to talk about other aspects of legs. More than one-third of all the bones in the body, right here in the legs. Why should we talk about the legs? Because look how choshev it is to have all that in the legs, and we don't just stop there. So we've explained also, we've explained Levi, we've explained Kol, we've explained Turkey. And then we're still not done with the feet. It's not enough now that I put on my shoes. We continue. Where does that come from? He writes in Kapitol Halamed Zion and Pasuk Chav Gimel, writes David in Tehillim, May Hashem Metzadi Gever Konanu V'Darko Yechpatz. It's from Hashem that a man's footsteps are established. Hashem alone fashions and establishes our footsteps, and it is His path that He desires. Meaning what? Darko, your derech. Hashem says, but you have the ability which direction you're going to go in. I'm going to give you the feet, and I'm going to give you the steps. Which way are you going to run? That's the test of life. Notice the Nekudas Achilik, the first point of distinction between Yaakov and Esav is by Yisro Tzitzua Bona Mekirba. Who's running where? Esav's running to the base of Avodah Zarah. Yaakov is running to the base of Medrash. What are you doing with your feet? David says, Ragla Melicha Sosi. Hashem fetch my feet. My feet always take me to the base of Medrash. Hashem Heichmetz, Hashem gave me the ability that my feet will take me to the base of Medrash. The question is, Baraya Bechira, Bederach Shodom Rotza Lelech, Melicha Nosa, Makas Tafir Amid Beis. At the end of the day, I'm deciding which Derech, but Hashem gave me the ability to move and to walk in that specific place, how I'm going to do all the mitzvahs. That's when we become a new nation. What does Hashem say? When you come out of Mitzrayim and you undergo a Leida Chadasha and you become a new nation, a new people, Geirim Chadashim, what's the first idea? Chipozen Yotzim Mitzrayim, and haste, show me the Koch Raglayim. There was a video clip. Somebody sent me a little clip. Last week, there's a matzah factory where some of the workers were on roller skates. And it was mamash amazing. It was like a 10-second clip. And you saw a guy with the matzahs on the thing going back and rollerblades. Rollerblades from one room to the next. And mamash, he was making it quickly. It was an assembly line. And the guy taking the matzahs from being rolled into the oven, back out of the oven, back and forth, mamash and rollerblades. He paused and yelled to me, trying to go out. It's reason, my demon limits us. What are you doing with the koch raglayim? What are you doing? Where are you running to? Hey, Pazan, show me which direction you want to go, and that's the Machlokas Yaakov and Esav, because there comes a Nofel, who ends up standing on his Raglayim. That's the whole battle. Parshas Vayishlach, all-night wrestling match. Vayiga Bakaf Yerecho, the source lakes of nose. What am I going to target? I want to aim for what? The Koch HaRaglayim. Who's got the ability to stand up on his feet? Meichem Tzadei Gomer. Hashem, you gave me the ability. You fashioned for me the steps of man. You gave me the ability to stand on my feet so that I can run. I can do mitzvahs. I can go places. I can go to base Knesses. I can go to base runners. I can run to do my mitzvahs. That is Asher Heichem and Tzadei Gavir. And then we get to, now, the division between the bottom of the guf and the upper half of the guf. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaOzer Yisrael HaBigevura. And what's the idea of Ozer Yisrael HaBigevura? Ozer Yisrael HaBigevura writes, and the Ksav HaKabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg has a beautiful Perush on Tefillah. They just reprinted it this year, called Ian Tefillah, the Balak Sab Makabola. Says, Oze Yisrael Begvur. Now this needs a beer. What does it mean, Hashem girded us with strength? What do you mean? And the Gemara explains it's when you put on your belt in the morning. You don your chagura, you put on your belt, and now what? You put on your belt, you put on your gartel, and now Hashem gave me Gevura. What's going on? What shaychus does it have to Gevura? Chagira Sa'ezer Hula Hafsepe Libel Erva. Now this is a point made by the Vilna Gaon and others, where they all write, what's Oze Yisrael Begvur? This is when you put on the belt, which is making sure that ain't libero is erva, to make a division, a separation between the heart, the upper half of the body, and the lower half of the body, which highlights the chelak agashmi biyoser, and the koach hatayv and erva in the Adam and in Adam and Chava. That is the chagiras aizer, which divides upula hagashmis azos taora lachagiras. Al-Chagiras claim Ochama Pnimis, the Hapsik of Atam and Alev, as Ervas Ataivas Hativios. What is the Azar? Azar Kisve Kodesh is the name. The Chagiras claim Ochama. You always say that you gird yourself, you put on the armor. You put on the armor, what's that? You're ready for war. Who are you fighting? Rigzubi Avatam Tok? You're fighting the Yitzhar, you're fighting the kokos of the base needs, desires, and lust in the person. That is the Pula Gashmas, which is what? You put on the belt, you put on the gartel, and you highlight that now I'm donning my clay mochama, my chagura. I'm putting on the Ezer, which makes a division between the upper half of the body and the lower half of the body, which reminds me that the upper half of the body with the moach, the seichel, and the lev has to rule over the lower half of the body, the koch hataiva, and the erbas hataiva sativius. Ki hataiva hativius is chaskab odom in uro, v'tzor gevura gedola lachnia, and ezo giba, kovish is yitzro. The whole idea of gevura is kovish is yitzro. Mamela, you're getting dressed in the morning, you're making a separation between the upper half of the body and the lower half of the body. That reminds you that what? I need my upper half, which is all filled with a varim of kedusha, I need that to roll over the lower half of the body. Moshe Rabbeinu, Avastorm Nelson, chetz alamal, he was still a human being from the waist down. He needed a tremendous gevura, and that's the idea. And when you talk about all the other wars, they're not as difficult as overcoming the milchama pnimis hanafshis. He knows That's the idea that I need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to help me out. Says you create when you wake up in the morning, Ozer Yisrael Begevura, when you go ahead and put on that belt and you go ahead and put on that gartel, you make a separation between the two halves of your body. You'll remember that Hashem is Ozer Yisrael Begevura. Hashem gives us the ability to go ahead and be the Gibor, to constantly fight, wage the war against the Yitzhara, and to emerge victorious. And just quickly, because we have to explain with the Bach, the Taz, and the Gra, and then we'll continue with Shem next week, Mesiyata Deshmaya, with Ota Yisoba Tefara, and the connection to Yamaka and to Tefillin Vechulei, and to the Pe'er on the Adam. Ota Yisoba Tefara, we think on Kadosh Baruch Hu that he dons, he adorns, he crowns Yisrael with Tefara, with glory. What is that referring to? Before we get to Tefillin, and the Rosh Hashanah will tell us that many have the minhag that you should actually wait, put on your Tefillin right after you recite this Bracha, and then you put on the Pe'er, Pe'er Chalcha B'Shalach, and then you put on the Tefillin. Hakopana, the Gemara says, it's when you put on the Suda, when you put on the Yarmulke. So what's going on here? And with this Diyuk we'll close. Asks the Bach on the Torah Sim Mevav. Asks the Taz, his son-in-law. Asks the Gra, Imrei No Chirush Agar Brachas Tav Samach on Beis. Notice in all these Brachas, what obvious Diyuk do we have unique to these two Brachos? The only ones that we mention in Yisrael. Why are these the only two that we mention in Yisrael? So I'll read to you from the Taz in Siman Mem Vav in Archayim Sivkot and Beis writes the Eligat Taz Hisker Yisrael Bebrocha Zu V'Chein Ba'Ote Yisrael Mashenkim Acheres. Why are these unique? That only in these two out of all the brachas Hashachar do we make mention of a Yishem Yisrael. What's unique about putting on the belt and putting on the yarmulke on the Ala Rosh? Hatam Shashar Hein Lanos Olam Shakol Shomim Ahen. Every other thing is shaykh to the Yomos Olam, to all the nations of the world. They also have clothing. They also get to see. They also take steps for chulei. But Elo Hashnayim Hein B'Yisrael L'Chud. Why? Mishum Tznius. Because what we're highlighting here is the Indian of Tznius. Techagurahim Mishum Shalom Yehei Libo Roas Erva. You're covering over there by wearing a belt. You're disallowing your heart to see directly your Makom Erva. So it's an Indian of Tznius. And like the Beis Yosef says, and what's the kova? Why are you putting on a hat? Mishum Tznius, as the Gemara says, why is it called the Yarmulke? Yorei Malka, fear of heaven. Rav Nechman Bar Yitzchak, he was a youngster in the Chaldean. The Babylonian astrologers told his mother that he's going to have a tendency to steal. He was sitting under a neighbor's tree and he was about to reach for stolen fruit. And his mother said, you know what, you're going to wear a yarmulke. Kadesh Tei Yamosad, the Malka Alecha, that the fear of heaven is who it's going to be on you. So you'll always remind yourself that you got a Kodesh Baruch Hu above you, not like the teenager who saw me coming back from Central Avenue when I was a teenager. He looked at my yarmulke and he said, hey buddy, you got chipped. Mine came with a propeller. So some people might wear it for other reasons, but at the end of the day, the yarmulke is Yerei Malka. To have Aim Sunda Malka, to always remember that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I was the Rav in Italy a number of years ago, and I was waiting for my wife to come out of the hotel to go for a walk on a Chol HaMoed Pesach afternoon, so I was sitting in the park, this is in Rimini, Italy, and an Italian came over to me, and he looked at me, and he says, oh, Pope, Pope? I don't know what he was thinking. Black? Okay, he couldn't figure out the code, but Pope, Pope? But even the Pope will have deal. Don't make it. It's always a service reminder. Somebody is on top of you, but that's still unique to Jews. And you might have a Pope and a Cardinal, but chulei, different cultures and malachite, different things, but at the end of the day, it's only clients that we wear yarmulkes. We always have the Indian of Tznius, and we're wearing the yarmulke not just to remember the God, but it is an Indian of Achno. It's an Indian of Tznius, and that's why the Tazbach and Grohl write, here we're Margish Bofen Miyuchad, to make mention of Ozei Sono to Yisrael. That's an Indian of Tznius, that Shayach Dafka to Yidin and Atagoyim. And that's Hashem next week. We'll finish off the Brachas HaShachar. Ota Yisrael Tfarnos and Yatkoch. And Mavra Shein and Menes and Afpaya. Read you a beautiful reverse. And then in that Hashem we will go weiter. Yishkai for coming. And have a wonderful night and a great rest of the weekend.